This is SBS Audio.
Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Kini lebih 1,000,000 umat Islam ya berada di tanah suci Mekah untuk menunaikan ibadah haji, dan tahun ini SBS Bahasa Melayu berhasrat InsyaAllah untuk memaparkan sebaik mungkin setiap langkah yang perlu diambil oleh setiap jemaah demi melaksanakan ibadah haji dengan sempurna ya. Dan antara langkah-langkah yang perlu dikerjakan ya di bawah rukun haji ialah antaranya ihram dan niat ihram, wukuf di padang Arafah, tawaf ifadah, sa'i dan bercukur ya. Dan antara jemaah tahun ini ialah saudara Juanda Ismail yang kini berada di Madinah ya. Juanda, assalamualaikum, apa khabar?
Waalaikumsalam, khabar baik Zani.
Ya, jadi nampak gaya Juanda di kamar hotel ya. Jadi Juanda di Madinah ya. Dan ya, malam ini akan berangkat ke tanah suci Mekah ya.
Yes, betul Zani. Saya sudah di sini 4 hari.
4 hari ya. 4 hari kalau 4 tahun tu bagus sajalah. Ini apa? Saya nak tanya dululah. Jadi macam mana perjalanan Juanda setakat ini daripada Perth tiba di Jeddah ya? Cuba Juanda cerita sikit lah apa yang berlaku.
Ya, yeah, betul. Saya dari Perth, pesawatnya mendaratnya di Doha dulu. Terus di Doha, kami tukar pesawat ke Jeddah. Itu perjalanannya sekitar 2 jam. Setelah mendarat di Jeddah, saya naik kereta api dari Jeddah ke Madinah. Itu perjalanannya is about 2 hours.
Tapi tak ada siapa yang menunggu Juanda ketika masa sampai di Jeddah. Jadi Juanda sendiri yang pergi seorang diri ke Madinah eh?
Ya, betul. Di sini di Jeddah ada ejen namanya Rauf Minah. Dan
ini ejen yang package haji yang Juanda yang beli package daripada mereka lah, ini ejennya ya.
Betul, itu ejennya. Terus saya cari counternya, jumpa orangnya masukkan saya di dalam train, langsung sampai di Madinah. Dan turun dari train di Madinah, ada ejennya juga, mereka bilang hotelnya adanya di tempat ini, coba naik taksi. Terus saya naik taksi ke hotel ini.
Jadi inilah pengalamannya lain sikit ya kepada mungkin jemaah haji dari Malaysia ya, yang semuanya diaturkan oleh tabung haji ya, ada orang tunggu, ada coach menunggu mereka, semuanya diatur. Tapi ini nampak gaya almost like an independent traveller ya Juanda?
Almost like that. Karena ini paketnya saya bookingnya online dan it looks like everything is done online, like even the meetings beforehand was done online through Zoom. And then when we met here for the first time, the other group members, we previously have only met in like group in Zoom meetings. So it's almost like independent, like you have to organize some of the things yourself. But then again, you know, as that's one of the tests of the Hajj. I feel that's one of the things that we have to encounter and overcome. But alhamdulillah, here I am and I'm ready to go.
Yes, dan nampak gaya kamar hotel pun bagus. Dan Juanda tadi sebut beritahu saya yang sepatutnya berkongsi dengan tiga lagi roommate, tapi dua tak datang, jadi Juanda dapat bilik tu bersendirian ya.
Betul, alhamdulillah.
Itu pun satu rahmat daripada Juanda ya. Betul, dia kata bagi book untuk shared room tapi dapat single room. Itu segala-galanya rahmat daripada Tuhan. Dan jadi beritahulah SBS Melayu ya, setakat ini apa yang Juanda telah lakukan?
Sekarang ini saya ada di Madinah, dan Madinah ini is not a part of the Hajj rituals, but there are many holy sites here in Madinah, and one of the holy sites, of course, is Makam Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the first day that I was here, I visited Makam Nabi Muhammad. And then we perform the router. So what the router is, the router is a place which is in between Nabi's house and his pulpit when he was giving the sermons. And it's he said that anyone who prays in that area there is as good as being in paradise.
Wow.
So what we've done, well, what the pilgrims have done here in Medina is to go there and pray two rak'ah there. And as you can imagine, it's incredibly busy there because everyone, of course, wants to go there.
Yeah.
And the way it's done is that you have to actually book your time on an app. And this, this app is the same Nusuk app, the same app that we use to make the booking for the Hajj package. But we have to make a time. It's all done online. And the only time that I could make was 3:40 a.m. in the morning. So that's how busy it is. And then when I was there at 3:40 a.m., there was like literally hundreds of people there as well.
Really? So, wow.
Yeah, but it was very well organized, though, because they know how much space it's going to take to perform the prayer in the router area. So they let through that many people, and we were then led into a part of the masjid, which is like a holding area. So when one group has left, then the other group then moves in. And it was very well organized, and the timing was almost perfect. So by the time I got there, it was the time that I made the booking.
Okay, tapi macam Juanda berseorangan setakat ini ya. Jadi segala-galanya tergantung pada Juanda ya, untuk to set the alarm, to make sure that you're there on time ya.
Yeah, betul. And the interesting thing is, yeah, it's all done online through an app. So the booking for the router was, yeah, was also online.
Apakah Juanda tahu tentang booking ini sebelum tiba di Madinah ataupun masa kat Madinah aja baru Juanda dapat tahu yang kena book melalui aplikasi ini?
Ini saya sudah tahu karena sebelum datang ke sini kita ada Zoom meeting antara grup yang buat booking through through the Nusuk app as well. So there's a group of us that have met online, and we were discussing this as well. And
okay, jadi Juanda tiba di Jeddah ya, di Jeddah pada hari Isnin ya, dan Juanda kini telah selama dah 4 hari lah ya berada di Madinah ya. Jadi apakah perjalanan seterusnya Juanda?
Petang ini nanti saya akan naik train ke Mekah. Dan kita akan melakukan ihram. Kita akan we will be in a state of ihram from this afternoon. I'm doing what's known as Hajj Tamattu. So we actually start with an umrah first.
Okay.
So we start with the umrah, and that involves doing the tawaf 7 times, and then after that we do the sa'i. And once we've done with the sa'i, we cut a bit of our hair. And then after that, then we're no longer in the state of ihram. And then we are then okay to be like wearing normal clothes. We don't have to wear the ihram anymore, of course. But we don't actually start the wearing of the ihram until, I think it's the 7th of Zulhijjah.
Yeah.
And then from then we go to Mina, and then we're back into a set of ihram again, and that is the next stage of the Hajj.
Because you're performing both the Umrah and the Haji,
That's right. Yes.
At the same time.
That's recommended for people who are actually from outside of Makkah and Medina.
Jadi Juanda telah berada di Madinah sejak hari Isnin ya. Jadi selain daripada melawat makam Nabi Muhammad SAW, apa lagi yang telah Juanda lakukan?
Grup kita juga went to visit some of the holy sites. One of the holy sites is known as I think they call it the Plains of Uhud. It's where the Battle of Uhud took place. And that's situated about 10 kilometers just north of Medina. And from there, some of the people who passed away in that battle are buried there. So we visited their graves as well. And it's interesting to think that those graves have been there for 1,400 years. It's amazing. And you can just like see with your eyes where those graves are.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Puts everything in perspective, I think.
Oh, yeah absolutely. Yeah.
Juanda, terima kasih ya kerana bersama dengan SBS Melayu kali ini. Dan temu duga ini singkat sebab kita akan temu duga Juanda lagi setiap langkah yang Juanda ambil, Juanda. Dan harapnya kita akan ada vignette ya of segala langkah yang perlu dijalankan oleh jemaah haji ketika melakukan ibadah haji ya Juanda. Dan itu dia ya saudara Juanda Ismail, yang antara lebih sejuta umat Islam yang kini berada di tanah suci ya untuk menunaikan ibadah haji mereka tahun ini ya. Dan semoga Allah Subhanahu Taala mempermudahkan segala urusan mereka ya. Dan terima kasih sekali ya Juanda, dan kita akan bersua lagi kan untuk Juanda menceritakan apa langkah seterusnya ya Juanda.
Ya insyaallah Zani.
Ya, dan selamat berangkat ke Tanah Suci Mekah malam ini ya Juanda.
Terima kasih Zani. Ya.
Dengan itu sekian dari SBS Bahasa Melayu, saya Zaini Ahmad.